All right, everybody, see ya?
Yeah.
Okay, so really excited to say welcome to episode number 5 of the Hemp Life podcast. And today's episode is called The 7 Health Benefits of Full Spectrum Hemp Oil for Gracefully Aging. And yeah, again, we're super excited. And in this podcast, we are health coaches that are talking about hemp health and wealth. And as usual, I'm here today with the two amazing, masterful coaches, Andrea Matheson and Eden Polasso, and myself, Annalena Stern. So welcome, guys. You want to say hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, everyone.
Hi. So happy
yes,
to have
hi,
you.
Yes. Hi, Andrea. Hi, Anna.
Hi, Eden.
Awesome. So it's a really cool topic today because I think we all want to age gracefully, right? And why don't we start with what's going well today?
All right. I love that part. So let's just go around and share and just focus in on how we focus on what's going well. We really feel a boost of motivation in ourselves when we're sharing the things that are going well in our lives. So what's going well for me? Last week, I had a strange thing with my own health. It wasn't anything giant, but my body was calling for my attention in a different way. I had a finger that had a small cut on it that got infected, I believe, from swimming in the public pool, and it wasn't healing, and I was placing some attention on it, but probably not as much as I need it. So it was really, and it's better today. So that's what I'm celebrating. That's going well. But I also feel like that was a little call for myself, for my body to slow down and give myself the attention and care that I needed in a slower, more nurturing way. I tend to place a lot of precedence on movement and other engaging ways that really do support me, but sometimes we need to balance it out with a slower way to nurture ourselves. So I feel like that was going well, and I'm happy that it's healed.
Awesome. I'm so happy you feel better, and thank you for sharing as well. What about you, Andrea? What has been going well for you?
Oh, man. Well, I'm thinking about last night. Oh, I told you guys that yesterday I was exercising and I wasn't doing it with shoes on, which was a mistake. So anyways, I injured my ankle and I was in a lot of pain. It was super swollen. I had to crawl. Literally, I crawled to the bedroom. But why this is something I'm grateful for is kind of similar to Eden. I'm grateful for my come from or how I approach, how I react now, how I stopped. I was like, what's the message in this? There's an opportunity for me to slow down, really take care of my foot, my body. And I'm grateful for having CBD oil or hemp oil, because I loaded up on that before I went to sleep. And I woke up not in pain and the swelling is almost completely gone. So I was able to actually kind of limp out of the bedroom and into the kitchen for my warm lemon water this morning. So I'm just grateful for my self-awareness and listening to my body and for hemp oil.
Wow, yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just being grateful when you have a little ache and pain, right? But keep going and see the
yeah. And it makes you grateful for when you're not normally in that kind of a chronic pain, or that I have a mobile 2 feet that work really well. I'm very grateful for that. So
awesome.
And that beautiful reframe that we as coaches have spent so much time learning, that we don't have to come from a place of victimhood, that we really can find the empowerment even in the struggle, which is really beautiful.
Yeah. And one other thing, actually, as you're saying that, it makes me think of the opportunity it created for my husband to care for me in a way he doesn't normally get to. If that makes sense, and then for me, an opportunity to allow that in, to ask for help, because that's something I'm working on, asking for help and allowing it in, receiving it. So yes,
Thank you for
How
sharing.
How about you, Anna?
Yes, right. No, I love what you just said with your husband. Like, we always try to, we want to do everything ourselves. And yeah, actually accepting help is, mm-hmm. especially as coaches, our work is all about helping others. But mm-hmm. you also have to, I really like that awareness actually for myself and everything. So thank you for sharing. Yeah, about myself, I'm lucky I didn't break anything, no cuts or anything. So. However, I have been this past week, I'm super grateful for that. Like, I have been feeling like just happy and in the flow kind of thing. So that is something I actually want to acknowledge and be really grateful for, because I like to maintain that. And yeah, so that has been going really well. And also, I started a Facebook group, and I call it now Hemp for Life. So we will talk more on that platform. Like, even if you guys that are listening right now, you want to check it out, come join us, because we're going to be sharing the podcast stuff on there and many more things about health, wealth, and the whole hemp industry, right? And all the benefits, all the advantages that are going to come in the next few years. So mm-hmm. that has been going very well. And I had an amazing weekend with my daughter. We had a lot of fun and just great time. So lots of things.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Anna.
I'm curious, Anna, acknowledging there's like lots of different steps and decisions and actions you took to get you to this place of happiness and flow. But what would you say is one thing that you did that was like a needle change, you know, a needle mover?
Yeah. It's a great question. It's funny, because I did a Facebook Live similar to that. So I'm very clear on it. Actually, it has been a combination of coaching. So I have worked with coaches myself. A lot of allowing my emotions to come out, and all that in cohesion with taking this amazing full spectrum hemp oil. So it has been like, over the course of the last 3 months, that I have been really like significant changes in my life. And it, in the beginning, it was kind of a struggle, because when you have emotions come out of you, it's not always pleasant. We don't really want to feel that, but I've learned how important that is. And somehow I feel like then on top, like taking this hemp oil has given me so much more, like feeling relaxed, more balanced, at ease. And so it's kind of, it's a combination. It's all this like finding your true self, and then from within, and that sparks happiness. That's incredible. Like, no external thing or person or circumstance can give that to you. So yeah, great question.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing. All right, so are you ready to jump in?
Yeah, we're ready.
Cool.
Take it
away. So yeah, one of the first, so like Anna mentioned, we're gonna share seven of the potential health benefits of full spectrum hemp oil for gracefully aging. So one of the first ones, and this is one I'm super excited about, is reducing chronic pain and inflammation. So I'm gonna share a few statistics I found when looking into this. And I also say I'm super excited about this because I have an autoimmune, illness. I have rheumatoid arthritis, and I have for a few decades now. So this is dear to my heart, reducing chronic pain and inflammation. So I don't know if you ladies knew it. Today in America, there's over 46 million individuals who are 65 years of age or older, which is, that's a lot, right? There's a lot of people. And, you know, if you're not in that age bracket, I just still think it's so important for you to tune into this episode, because we're all going to get older and we all want to gracefully age. And I'm pretty sure all of us know people, like have family members or friends or neighbors that are in that age bracket. So this is relevant and important information that we want to share with you today. So that said, some other statistics I came across about the health challenges of this population, according to the Harvard Neurodiscovery Center, there's 5 million senior citizens suffering from Alzheimer's, 1 million senior citizens suffering from Parkinson's, and 300,000 suffering from MS. So just to kind of paint a picture of some of the health challenges and why we're bringing forward this exciting topic today.
So that said, regarding like pain management, full spectrum hemp oil can reduce inflammation and alleviate pain from conditions such as arthritis, you know, joint pain, the MS that I mentioned. It can be a natural alternative to your traditional pain medications, which Anna is going to dive into more about that later. So with nearly half of the U.S. population suffering from arthritis, and as I mentioned, even greater percentage suffering from chronic pain, this is just huge. As someone, like I said, that has rheumatoid arthritis, this is near and dear to my heart, and I can attest to its effectiveness. So for me, I still wake up in the morning stiff. So the first thing I do is take my hemp oil, and within about 20 to 30 minutes, it has loosened up my joints, and I can move my neck and move my arms and my like ankles. And when I do a flare up and I'm in pain, I carry it with me, my bottle of oil, everywhere I go. And again, within about 20 minutes, it reduces my pain, if not completely eliminates it. And I have not had that much success with anything else, including the pharmaceuticals that I have taken over the years. So, hemp oil reduces your inflammation, or it can, and chronic pain. So I'm so excited to get the word out there about this. Do you guys have anything else, any other thoughts or to add about that, chronic pain and reduced inflammation?
I mean, it is an epidemic across the country, and just thank you for sharing your own personal story with it and how it's helped you and really benefited yourself personally. I really think sometimes those are the greatest testaments to really encourage people to try something new, that maybe they haven't tried everything and there is something out there that may help them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Great. All right.
I think it's beautiful. It's an amazing alternative, right? Things. And like you said, I'm going to talk more about that at the end.
Great.
So let me share with you another benefit for like when you take full spectrum hemp oil. So another one, I mean, especially as we get older, is like we want to be mobile, right? Like, because that's one of the most important things when you age. To live a long, healthy life, moving your body is one of the most important things. I see this with my grandma all the time. She's 88, one is 90. And I believe they are there because she keeps going for walks all the time. And it's so super important. So basically, it can really enhance and benefit your fitness and mobility overall. Because just picking up on what you just shared, Andrea, like when you have a lot of muscle and joint pains, right? It can just drastically impact your day-to-day routine, right? Like when you get older, for example, you may not be able to play with the grandkids or taking a dog for a walk, or in general, going for a walk and moving your body may become a burden because you just have like excruciating pain or chronic pain. If it's your hips or your back, whatever it may be. So when we get older and our mobility decreases, it's just not fun, right? Because and the less you move your body, the more stiff you get, and that can just have such a ripple effect for other health issues for yourself. So because hemp has such amazing natural anti-inflammatory properties, for the pain, I mean, that Andrea was talking about, it can be like super effective to help you alleviate this physical discomfort and thus really enhance your ability and also endurance for moving your body, being more fit and mobile in your daily life. And I think that's one of really the key cornerstones of gracefully aging, is that we are able to really move our body in a way that allows us to be active, right? The more active we are, the more we can participate in life, and the more joy and fun we can have as well. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
What anything you want to add to that?
You know, what comes to mind is that saying, and
I hated this as a kid when I was suffering with arthritis, but it's so true. If you don't use it, you lose it, right? Mm-hmm. So, and it's so hard because, I mean,
I think I lost you guys.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
We can hear you.
Okay, I wasn't able to hear you, Andrea.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just repeat. I just said there's this saying. Can you hear me now, Anna?
Yeah. Let me. I was asking if you have any questions or anything that you would like to add for enhancing fitness and mobility.
Yeah. What came up for me was that saying: if you don't use it, you lose it. So if you and I also said as a kid, I hated this. As a kid, I had arthritis. So. But anyways, I mean, we know this, right? So the pain and inflammation can stop you, right? Like you don't want to go be mobile. It's just easier to, you know, or sit or be inactive. I love this hemp oil's potential to, like we've already established, reduce the pain and inflammation so you can be mobile so you don't lose it. So like you said, Anna, you can like play with your grandkids or go walking with your friends and just have of course a better quality of life longer into your life, right? But it's so true. If you I think it's some self-explanatory, but if you don't use it, you lose it. Your muscles, your mobility, your flexibility, you know. So this can help you get through those potential barriers.
Also supportive of your mental state, which I know Anna's gonna elaborate on. So like fitness and engaging your body sparks your mental alertness and awareness to stay active, so that really feeds and supports what Anna's gonna share next as well.
Yeah, I love that. It's like that mind-body connection, right, in action.
Yeah.
Thank you for the introduction, Eden. Yeah, so the next possible health benefit of hemp oil is this, it goes in the direction of having more mental clarity, more focus, have an elevated mood. Because of course, if you can get out there, if you feel aches and pains, you're not probably going to be feeling very happy. You're going to probably also feel isolated. And I think for a lot of people that are getting older, that can be big of an issue, because as we know, the more we engage with other humans, that really impacts our happiness a lot. And also as we get older, when we have a lack of mental clarity, that's also not fun, right? Because we're not making great decisions, or we other people may notice it a lot when we're not quite there, or we seem confused and things like that. So the nice thing with a full spectrum hemp oil is that it can actually support and enhance your mental clarity. Because and the thing is that, which is very important, it does not have any so CBD and hemp oil that we talk about is actually non-psychoactive, right? So that it doesn't make you high or anything. However, it can help you be more focused, more clear-headed, basically. And I think that is just super, super important. And without having to take any kind of other medications and things like that, right? And especially when you feel like that your mood is also elevated, you also going to be more motivated to go out there and exercise. So it's really like a synergy of the both, right? It goes so well together, the mental clarity, your mood, like have an elevated mood, be more focused, and then moving your body more. So that all just can support all of this in a very, very powerful, very powerful way, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
great. Thank you. Yes. So, Eden, I think that I've talked now about mental health, mental clarity, and all these things. Because as we know, as we age, there are some diseases out there. And I think, Andre, you already touched upon some statistics here. So how can this impact or help maybe people that are on the verge or already suffering from things like dementia or Alzheimer's?
Well, yes, thank you. Like Andrea pointed out, 5 million Americans suffer from Alzheimer's. That's huge. So likely that, excuse me, we either personally know someone or we know someone who has a loved one suffering from Alzheimer's or dementia. And it's really quite sad. It's very, I think, frustrating for the person suffering from it because they're not able at some points to even recognize their loved ones. And that's a very heartbreaking thing for loved ones. I remember my grandfather's last Christmas, he was suffering from dementia, and he had a really positive attitude through life. So he kind of maintained that through that, where I would say, "Grandpa, it's Eden." He'd say, "Well, if you say so." Like, so, you know, but I was really sad. That was my last, you know, interactions with him. And just, I remember thinking how confused he looked at our last Christmas Eve dinner with all these people around, that I could tell in his eyes, like he felt like he should know, but he couldn't place them. And he felt like a stranger in his own family. And that was really sad to witness. So I'm so excited to know more about broad spectrum hemp oil and how this can really help support that in people, because it's really pretty profound. Studies indicate it can really help prevent the onset of Alzheimer's disease. Multiple studies are showing that cannabinoids can contribute to the elimination of a toxic protein related to the degenerative disease. And the elimination of this protein is really initiated by a loss of the inflammation of the brain and the regeneration of the damaged cells. And CBD strengthens the cells in the body throughout the body, and that contributes to complete regeneration. So we're able to really, on a cellular level, regenerate the damaged cells that have happened over time, and help prevent that and possibly reverse some of the effects of it. And also another really important thing about really looking for, you know, not all supplements are created equal, like we've expressed in our first episode. A broad spectrum hemp oil that's going to be very bioavailable and absorbable, because CBG, which is a compound, cannabigerol, which is just really coming to the forefront of research. We've done research now on CBD, but there's so many constituents of the cannabis plant that are really providing so many health benefits. One that is not present in a lot of oils, or just focusing on the CBD. But the CBG, the cannabigerol, in particular supports cellular regeneration in the brain. So really sourcing a broad spectrum hemp oil to really support this. And this is something across the board that we can be incorporating into our lives now, before we're really into that more mature population, and support ourselves. And it's something we can introduce to our loved ones that are already part of that gracefully aging population, to help support them, to help prevent the onset of Alzheimer's and dementia, and to even help reverse some of the effects of it if it's already present, because of the cellular regeneration that's happening within the brain. It's really pretty amazing how it can potentially benefit. So, do you guys have anything to share related to that, or any questions?
No, thank you for sharing, especially all the, I mean, also the research a little bit behind that you shared. That was very, very helpful. So basically, I think one thing that I wanted to point out, which causes a lot of confusion, because I've been talking to more people recently and listened to some talks about CBD, hemp, and all these things. So basically, also to explain to everybody that's listening, like, so full spectrum hemp oil really includes all the components of hemp, right? However, there's so many products out there, they're just CBD oil, so it's kind of isolated, just the CBD. And like you were just saying, the CBG is also part of the hemp plant and has so many incredible benefits. So we really believe that it's kind of the entourage effect, right? That when you have all the components of that hemp plant in this full spectrum hemp oil, where we have all the components combined, it's even much more powerful.
Yes,
that's great. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. So now I'm going to move into another thing that's really affecting the aging population, and that's bone health. I found a fact that's very glaringly alarming to me that I really didn't know falls are the number one cause of death mm-hmm. for men over 60. And 33% of women and 25% of men older than 50 are suffering from osteoporotic fractures. So bone health is a glaring health issue for the aging population. Mm-hmm. So a broad spectrum hemp oil and cannabidiols are really showing to support bone health on many levels. So it's greatly beneficial to the aging population, related, you know, to their increase of bone fragility. So hemp oil with the cannabidiols can help heal fractures and support healthier bones. This happens really, again, on a cellular level. So in addition to promoting cell repair and reducing inflammation, research shows that cannabinoids can actually help strengthen bones and promote healing of bones if a fracture occurs. And there's a lot of very, very fascinating science behind how this actually works. I'm only going to touch on that a little bit, and I encourage you to research that more. I want to keep this clear and simple and concise for people listening. But we have different receptors in our bodies. We have CB1, CB2, and CB2 is found in the osteoblasts, the bone-building cells, which stimulate bone formation and inhibits bone resorption. And so the main physiological involvement of CB2 is associated with maintaining bone remodeling, protecting against age-related bone loss. So CBD stimulates bone-building cells to really express the genes involved in producing the primary enzyme involved in bone healing. So one, they are strengthening, and two, they also promote and expedite the healing process in the bones if a fracture occurs. So this is really pretty astounding for anyone, and especially the aging population, as bone fragility increases and becomes more of an issue. So much so that I had no idea that falls are the number one cause of death for men over 60. I mean, that's pretty, you know, huge. So to have something to support that, which again goes back to what Anna shared about being active. Like, if you know that you're able to support your bone health and really increase the strength of your bones and support yourself on that skeletal level, you're going to feel more inclined and safer about engaging in fitness, which is going to symbiotically enhance your quality of life. So that, you know, is pretty profound.
Yeah, this is huge. It's just so, yeah, that statistic about falling leading to being a major cause of death, you said, in men over 60?
Yeah.
Wow. I did not realize that. That's very scary. So essentially is what you were saying, Eden, that our bodies are like retiring old bone cells, but they're not producing enough. They might not be producing enough new ones to replace them. However, this hemp oil or CBD can like stimulate the receptors that tell the body to regenerate.
Yes. So we have these receptors. So in our skeletal system, and when we're feeding those receptors, it's activating that skeletal system to work and stay active as it tends to decline as we age.
Awesome. Wow. Very exciting. Very exciting.
So moving into that, I think Andrea has some other really amazing information to share with us that's really important also as we age.
Yeah. So hemp oil can also help with our quality of sleep. So with insomnia and sleep issues, we're all gracefully aging, but I am under the age of 65. That said, as a mom of two little ones, I have a 1-year-old and an almost 4-year-old. Sleep is so important. Of course, it's important to me. It's important to everyone, but it definitely evades me still. It's something I struggle to get enough of. You know, and I can remember just 6 months ago when I was waking up or being woken up all the time, 3 to 4, 5 times a night to take care of them. So I was tired all the time. So anyway, that said, sleep disorders like insomnia are a condition that, you know, individuals, I guess, of every age are suffering, but it's even more common or very significant for our seniors or those over the age of 60, 65. And experts suggest that this is caused by a shift in sleeping patterns as we get older, along with a chemical imbalance that's caused by different, you know, various medical conditions and prescription medications. So because sleep is that period of the day, if you will, that our body flushes out toxins and restores itself and does deep healing work, conditions that are preventing us from getting the necessary amount of sleep are extremely harmful, right? For anyone, really, of any age. So to alleviate sleeping disorders, many seniors, and again, I really think this applies to maybe all ages, but we'll turn to sleeping medications or prescriptions. And, you know, these, yes, these might temporarily solve the problem, but they can create an even bigger problem in the long run. And again, they're not actually solving the problem. They're more addressing the symptom. So CBD can calm us down and help just naturally promote a healthier sleep pattern for us at night, and prevent us from needing to take like medications. So yeah, so anyways, I can just really relate. I know you both are mothers as well, and I don't know about, actually we've never talked about our quality of sleep with each other, but if you can relate or have had gone through bouts of not getting good sleep and what that feels like. And we know as health coaches how important quality sleep is for restoring the body. And so hemp oil can help us restore our natural body's rhythms and bring our body's chemicals into balance and help promote quality of sleep. So this is very exciting.
Yeah. Thank you. If I can share a little bit if you want, talking about sleep. Today it has become much better, but after my daughter was born, I went through a pretty traumatic phase in my life. Was a combination of a lot of fears, PTSD, anxiety and everything, but I literally had insomnia for some weeks. And I mean, I was losing my mind, literally. Like, there's no more clarity, focus, you're always tired, you make very poor decisions. You're losing yourself. So If I would have known about full spectrum hemp oil at the time, I'm sure it would have helped me a lot. I do know that so many people are suffering from very poor sleep conditions. And so thank you for sharing how this can help, and especially like for also the aging population, right? So mm-hmm. I think that's amazing. And I wonder if, unless you have something else to add, I would like to finish up with the last kind of benefit that hemp oil brings along. It's basically, the benefit is that you have options when it comes. So basically it's an alternative to prescription medications, because especially for the number, like the more we age, right, it tends, like statistically, it has shown that we tend to use more prescription drugs. And many of those can be unnecessary, and many times they also have very severe side effects and actually make you feel worse. And we also know that most prescription drugs also increase inflammation in the body because they have a lot of chemical compounds. And the beautiful thing is that hemp oil and what we just shared with you guys, it has so many different possible positive side effects, how it can enhance your quality of life in so many different areas. And it has also shown from the research that is out there that it's a very safe, because there are almost next to no side effects when it comes to hemp oil. So there, it's a great alternative that you can potentially look into. Now, there are a few things I want to say as a word of caution, because especially we are health coaches, so we always let our clients know, please always work in collaboration with your doctor, because I don't think it's ever wise to just drop a medication that you have been taking for a certain condition, just switch over to something. So always talk to your doctor, and maybe there's a way to slowly wean off one and start taking the other one, see how your body responds. I have talked to or listened to some doctors talking about hemp, and also talked with some nurses. So in general, what I have heard is always very wise to do is start slow at a low dose, because everybody's different. See how your body reacts to it. And the one thing that I have heard now several times, where there is actually a word of caution, if you're taking blood thinners, you definitely always have to talk to your doctor about it, because this is the one area where they have found it could inhibit the effectiveness of the blood thinner. So that's definitely something you want to keep in mind. And again, there are so many potential benefits of CBD and full spectrum hemp oil that have been documented. There are also clinical trials out there now, which is amazing. We always recommend that you consult your physician regarding the use of any kind of substance, like any kind of supplement. And that's what full spectrum hemp oil is, right? It's a supplement. It doesn't have to go through the FDA or anything, because any kind of supplement can just go on the market without getting approved by the FDA. And so you have a lot of choices. You can make your own decisions, but it's totally recommended to work with your doctor. And if you feel like you have a doctor that's absolutely not open to even discuss it, you may want to find a doctor that has a more holistic approach. I know nowadays lots of MDs, they promote hemp oil themselves, and they're very supportive to look at how it can benefit whatever condition you may have.
Thank you. And Anna, with that, it reminded me of a statistic I recently came across when I was preparing a talk for a 70-plus year old dinner club with different nutritional things to support aging. That I read was that we are living longer. There's a lot of baby boomers, but they are far more medicated than any generation preceding them. So having an alternative that has side benefits rather than side effects is amazing to support that, because they're also linking all the side effects of the prescription meds to eventually decrease, where Gen Xers will be the first generation to live shorter period than the one preceding them. So this is really important to consider in our lives. Prescription meds are being thrown out left and right now, but they come with lots of side effects. Mm-hmm. So thank you for sharing that, Anna.
You're welcome. And thank you for that. That's a pretty shocking statistic.
I just felt like saying both, I think, complimenting what Anna and Ian, you just said, as someone with an autoimmune illness, that like pharmaceuticals definitely helped me. So we are not advocating against like prescriptions or anything. And like Anna said, absolutely, you know, work with your healthcare provider. This is just giving you options. So you both said that, but just make that really clear. So just to maybe lessen the prescriptions you're on, it might be a possibility that's right for you, but just to know that there are natural options that that can work, and to encourage you to explore them and learn more. And that there's so much research and clinical trials are now coming out about the health benefits and effectiveness and power of this plant, which is really exciting. And that's gonna be able to open up the conversation even more with Western medicine. So this is just very exciting.
Yes, thank you. And with that, we're going to move into like talking about taking empowered action. And really our goal here is to just provide you with information to empower you to make choices for yourself. And yes, we're not saying, like Andrea said, you know, do this or do that, or one is bad or one, you know, it's just to give you more information to take empowered action with your health. So a call to action, you know, that I want to invite the listeners to is, you know, if you're part of the aging population, educate yourself further. Find a physician who's open to discussing the possibilities of incorporating hemp oil into your health regimen. If you aren't part of the aging population, think of someone in the aging population that you know and love and share this episode with them and encourage them to educate themselves and find a doctor that's willing and open to discuss the benefits of hemp oil. And just really just spread that word, because it's really about sharing information to empower people to take their health into their control and make informed decisions. So with that, I'm curious if, you know, if you guys have anything to add, or Andrea, if you'd like to bring us to a close.
Yeah, no, I love that invitation to taking empowered action and sharing with someone that you love that might be in that aging population. I love that. I actually just thought of two people. I'm like, I'm going to send this episode to them as soon as it's published. So love that. And yeah, I just want to wrap it up by saying, you know, thank you to the listeners for joining us. We are so grateful for you all helping us spread the word and share this education and information. And we're just, of course, we're so grateful for this plant. And like I mentioned earlier, all the research and trials that are coming out that are supporting this. So we're just sending love and blessings to everyone. Eden and Anna, do you want to say farewell until next time?
Yeah. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And one more thing that I just want to add before we get off is that if you're also confused, like, what type of product to use, we will definitely have another episode where we talk about how to choose a good full spectrum hemp oil. And you can always reach out to us, send us a message. What's our email? TheHempLifePodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
We also have a Facebook page. You can also find us in the Facebook group, Hemp for Life, that I mentioned, if you search for that. So reach out. We definitely let you know what our research, I mean, we have done a lot of research, and I believe we have found an oil that we think is the best in the world. And so, yeah, reach out if you're confused, because there's so many products out there. It's quite overwhelming and confusing, and we're here to help, okay? So thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for sharing the message. I also have some people that are in my mind that I want to share this episode, like you said, Andrea. And can't wait to have you all back next episode.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you both, Anna and Andrea, also for sharing and your time. And yes, thank you all for coming, and have beautiful days and weeks coming, and look forward to the next episode.
Yeah, can't wait. All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
This is a disclaimer that we are not here to diagnose, treat, cure, heal, or promise any health benefits, that as health coaches, we are empowering people with information and discussions so that everyone can make the best decisions for their health and well-being.